And teenage years was all right, it was quite a bad day. And you felt safe after the war, you felt safe. And life was okay when I was a teenager and 20s. What was nice about it was, you used to go to Locarno dancing, and you could come home, and you didn't have money for taxes and things like that. There wasn't a lot of money about. And you could walk home safe. If you're just on your own, or if there's just two of you, you could walk home safe, and you could walk down Coltman Street, which was very dark and very long, and you never got accosted, you never got interrupted at all. It was really good. Not like maybe nowadays, you wouldn't dare walk in the town, which is a sad thing, because it's such a shame. But even later on in life, when you get older, everybody was kind of good, really. There wasn't really any what you could call evil people or bad people. And now with you getting all the refugees and all the different people, there's a lot of people down our street. I don't know what they are, because there's so many different nationalities, but they're all very nice. My husband was an invalid at the end, and we used to come in the car, and he used to be getting out, and they'd say, "Are you all right, Uncle?" Of course, call him Uncle. Maybe it's the thing they do, I don't know. "Are you all right, Uncle? Do you want any shopping done? Do you want this and that?" And we get on really, really well with the people. As I say, I'm not sure what they are, but so they were very nice people. We still got some, you know, and we never had any problems. I've lived down Old Saint Street for about 25 years, I think, now. And I like living in Hull. I love living in Hull. There's a lot of changes with all the buildings, which I don't agree with. Some of these stupid things they're putting up. I hope you're listening, whoever's put them up. Like the one against, I think, near Blundell's Corner, I think it is. And it's like a chimney. I always say that it's a submarine that's got fast in the gutters. It's put its periscope up and got stuck. Because what use is it? Nothing. It's just there. I'm thinking, that doesn't look good. Then they had that big television in one of the squares. Now, I suppose some people think it was all right, but hardly anybody looked at it. I mean, the weather we've got now, you can't stand in the rain and watch a film, whatever it was, on this television screen. I mean, it didn't last long. And then they had to sell it, and they charged so much money for this thing that nobody uses, you know. And all these logos. You're going to have a logo. If you're not a business and you're doing something, you're going to have a logo. And these logos, I remember once I worked in the caring centre in the town, and we got a logo, and I didn't even know what it represented. It was so peculiar, you know. I was thinking, what does it mean? I mean, if I don't know and I work there, what does it mean for other people? And I said, it's a waste of money. Like, what do they call the place in the St. Stephen Square? It's always really jammed there every time, and the bus is coming down a narrow little street to come out into the town. There's so many accidents happening there. And I mean, it looks a monstrosity anyway, because you don't know what it is. I've only been in it once, and I thought that's the last time I'm going in there. Because it's rubbish to me. I mean, I might be 80, but I'm not altogether prudish or daft or old stuff that's in the old film. Sometimes I think I am.